blood on the streets of Kabul. Explosives detonated near this school as children were leaving their morning classes. Several people are dead, and children are among the injured.
We are close to the school. I quickly came to the site when the first blast happened to see if everything was okay. I went to the top of my house to see what was going on. There was a crowd of people over there. I was standing on the roof of my house and called my children to enter the home. Suddenly, the second blast happened and I got injured.
The victims are members of the Hazara, a Shia minority group. Their community and this neighborhood have previously been targets of ISIL attacks. The governing Taliban says the security situation is under control, but analysts warn that violence may be on the rise.
The most important thing that we have to talk about and we have to consider is the fragile nature of the security. It can easily be disrupted. It can easily be put in danger, as we have seen today. So therefore, I think a lot has to be done on the part of the Taliban to provide a full-fledged security to the entire population of Afghanistan. But it is going to be impossible for them. Because if you see the economic hardship, the disenfranchisement, and the public discontent that is growing with every passing day, all those things combined together, I think it is going to be really difficult for them.
Back at the school, security forces arrived to seal off the area. The Taliban has been cracking down armed groups since it came to power in August. But this latest attack is a reminder that security remains one of its biggest challenges. Vincent Monaghan, Al Jazeera.